Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here Wednesday, May the 26th. 2021, 16 minutes past the hour, as we are speeding into that Memorial Day holiday. How about that? Just a few days away. And again, we will not be in on Memorial Day next week, so we will be taking Monday off to spend with our families and do our things this year, as we hope you will be doing those with your families. Now, this hour, we've had a lot of guests this week. We've had Mary Ellen Withrow. We've had Jim Renacci yesterday. We had Mayor Schertzer. So I thought we would take this hour and just talk here on the toll-free line. If you have anything to say about any of the interviews we've done, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz if there's anything you'd like to talk about, and we can certainly talk about it on the air here this morning. Love hearing from you, the listening audience. So, let's start here with, I wasn't sure if I was going to talk about this or not, but it's been in the paper, so I figure let's talk about it. Well, we're getting a phone call here. Let's take the phone call, then we'll come back to this. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
Not too much going on out my way, Scott, but I just want to mention on a sad note, we lost Rusty Warren yesterday, as I mentioned. She was a great guest, not as prolific as some of your other guests, but... she was just so nice, and she made an impression on me during that interview. And I put a friend request in, and she accepted right away. So just a very sad note. She was 90, I believe. And she was a funny guest and insightful, a breath of fresh air. I just, one of the interviews that for some reason I really enjoyed. And it's just very sad that we lost her. But she had a long life and a big influence on the world.
You know, tell people who she was if they don't know.
She was a comedian, an author, this kind of a motivator, someone who would write and talk about some topics that you may not want your younger children and more sensitive people to hear. But she was funny and not afraid to speak her mind. Yeah, and she was beautiful too. You know, just the Rusty from the bright red hair, and not one to hold back with what she thought might be funny. I guess the knockers up was kind of her slogan. And some with a long life and many facets of show business, and very gracious guest. I think I only heard the one interview, so the previous one might have been one of your previous stations in your long history of celebrity gatherings. But I know she'd been ill, and it's sad, but she certainly had a long life and contributed to this station and then many other media. Media outlets.
You know, I think she was on here twice, but I think one was prior to 2016, I think.
Yeah, that's when things changed and a certain person joined the broadcasting family of fantasticness. Just want to put a push in also for the Small Business Appreciation. Kai and I discussed that in detail yesterday. And you know, people don't always realize what a great climate Marion is for small business and the entire state, which is why I've come down so hard on certain governors and other politicians for, in my opinion, trying to destroy that for reasons that I don't think are justified. But we're recovering. I think we're going to recover better than ever. And the small business climate is so good in mid-Ohio and the entire state. And get out and show your appreciation. It also coincides with June 19th. We have a lot of minority-owned businesses in the area. Yet another reason. And the interviews on our esteemed website, and just show your appreciation for the great things going on in this area. So, I mean, a passage of Rusty, but many, many good things coming, and it just only gets better, you know?
Well, you know what's interesting about the passing of Rusty Warren? She was mainly, you know, a comedian, as you say. She did do a little bit of singing. She certainly released a lot of records, sold a lot of records. But her passing outside of Facebook has been reported still by no media outlets, which I think is very strange.
Yeah, one of her friends, her significant other and some others, reported it. And I'm going to presume... Yeah, I looked on Wikipedia, because normally you see those updated almost immediately. So I'm going to presume that this, I mean, I wish it were not the correct information. I know she was elderly and ill. If it is not true, that's great. But I'm going to presume that the sources are accurate, and there are grievances posted on her Facebook. And I, by myself, left a message indicating she was on the station and a wonderful guest. So, possibly, but again, this was someone who had a great influence, including, I think, on me and on the station. I just loved how she says what she feels, and like myself, you know, in a funny way, never taking yourself too seriously. And some of her stuff was a bit racy, especially in earlier times. So she was around a long time. But just a great lady, someone I would have loved to have met in person. I mean, I think of, you know, five guests you've had that I would just love to sit and have a beer with and shake their hand. And she may not be the most famous one, but she's well up on that list. I think you'd agree. I mean, a great lady and a gracious guest.
She was an interesting lady, I'll say that. The times I interviewed her, you know, she had a certainly a body sense of humor. But, you know, it's interesting how her career, though, did take such a tumble. A lot of people who have great success like that and who sell a lot of records in the 50s and the 60s and into the 70s, even though their career is not once what it was, they stay pretty active. And it just seems like her career very much came to a halt. I think it was how she presented herself. I think it's very hard to take that catchphrase that she had into the 80s and the 90s.
Yeah, and I think she was maybe considered racy in earlier times, and now it's that mystique may have left a little bit, but I think the legacy that she left as anything that was just a bit of ahead of its time. Again, look at all the 70s TV shows. I bring up All in the Family again. What a groundbreaking show that was. It still has an influence, certainly an influence on me, and things you may not hear currently in the current state of our society. And the fact that she didn't seem to just take herself too seriously, and that she always felt that the best road to happiness is laughter. Again, a lot like myself.
Well, I think we all have to laugh a little more, and
laughter is the best medicine, you know, and certainly that's what I think she lived by that. And I have to think about it, 'cause I did following her on Facebook, because she immediately accepted my friend request when you had spoken with her, and just I always would read the posts, and I knew she was elderly and ill, and it was. I was saddened, and I just thought, I'm glad you had a chance to speak with her, because she made an impression. Again, not necessarily the most famous guest you've talked to, but someone I think has influence on the station and on the world in general, and I just wanted to just mention that. Sometimes these things just kind of hit you in a certain place.
All right. Well, I appreciate that, Adam. Thank you.
Okay, about the best about the best I can say, but you know, onward and outward, the small business event. I think we need to really pay attention to that, because that's so. You talk about things being important to our society, and that's right up there. I mean, a biased opinion, being a small business person myself, but I think what Kai is doing is great, and we need more of that.
Sounds good.
Okay, well, have a good day, Scott.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye. Well, here we go. Before we go anywhere further, I want to give you a little taste of Rusty Warren. She was on the show, I believe the last time she was on the show was December the 18th, 2020. 2017 would have been her last appearance. Here's about 4 minutes of Rusty Warren on this show, December 18th, 2017, gone yesterday at the age of 90.
Joe, it's out.
Do you have a favorite joke or a story that you told over the years?
Well, not that much. I get all the gals that were there at the nightclub, and can you believe it? At that time, they are marching with their boobs around the nightclub, and I created that wind of on. And it was fun. The girls would get up, their husbands couldn't believe it. And come on, girls, back with the shoulders, get it up, knock us up. And they walked around, they slave around, they grabbed there. And honey, it was a crazy world, my little world that it was, up till about the time of things dropped in the 80s, whatever it was. But I had a good, wonderful group of fans that liked and enjoyed. They had parties at their home. They bought my album. They played it at their party. They had a drink. They did it. There was nothing vulgar about me. It was funny about teasing the women, teasing the men, how I put together whatever was happening at the time.
Do you think
out of my dumb brain?
Well, do you think people thought it was vulgar?
I think a lot of them did, probably. Yeah, a lot of, especially at the beginning, nobody would talk that way. And they knock us up. That was very risque. Speaking like knock us up at that time. It took a long time. You're in a decade now where the vulgarity is ho-hum. Nobody cares. It just doesn't care, but it's different. It's different. Yeah, I had fun. And I think I enjoyed myself. I didn't say bad words on stage. I said, knock this up, bounce your boobies. These are fun things to me. But if you're some kind of a whatever, I don't know, you don't like good stuff or bad stuff, you don't do it. Everyone didn't love me, probably, because whatever, I made a career out of, I think it's 7 or 8 albums now. They're still out there. They're still buying them or doing something. I don't get into it. I relax. I have a couple of gals that work for me as well as their own.
Rusty, years from now, how would you like to be remembered?
I don't know how to say that. You tell me. How do you think I should be remembered? I have my friend here that from many years. How should I be remembered? She's 10 years younger than I am. We're still in our 70s. 80s, all right. What do you think, Bob? What should I be remembered for? My people, my fans. We've been with me, we've known each other since we were 18 and 20. So, I mean, it's a long time.
Well, you gave a lot of people a lot of laughs.
Yeah. She certainly gave a lot of people a lot of laughs, and that was what it is.
There
was nothing vulgar about it. It was just, they enjoyed my comedy. They enjoyed the records that I put out that they could bring home and they could play in their machine and tell the kids to go upstairs and close the door or whatever it is. There was a different decade that I created, always part of a creation.
Well, Rusty, I thank you for giving me the time. The book is Rusty Warren, The Knockers Up Girl, if you want to get it on Amazon. Rusty, thank you so much for your time, and you have a very Merry Christmas.
Well, there's going to be another book out I'm working on now, which will be more chapters and more personal, like book. What do you call that kind of book? Huh? Yeah. What now is about bibliography and the creation of all the things that were said and All That Been Done. It just came out yesterday.
Perfect.
So tell everybody about it.
We'll pass it. Something. We'll pass it along.
It'd be wonderful if you would do that.
We'll pass the word along.
Depend on you, Scott.
Hey, thank you so much, Rusty. We'll have you back on the program. You take care.
I will.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, dear.
Rusty Warren on this program, December the 18th, I believe that was, 2017, gone yesterday at the age of 90. Had a good long life, though. Rusty Warren, one of the most interesting people you would want to talk to. You know, she did appear on, I'm looking right now, she did appear on the show one other time. It looks like she appeared on the show back in July of 2014, July the 2nd, 2014. Looks like the other time she was on the show. Let's go back here just a second and see if we have any moments from that particular interview. That would have been not long after this station went on the air, June the 10th, 2014. So it looks like she was on July the 22nd. Looking all this stuff up is kind of interesting. Rusty Warren's first appearance would have been July the 22nd, 2014. So let's see how this sounds here this morning on WWGH Radio. Okay, I guess this is Rusty Warren on this particular program on July the 22nd, 2014. July the 22nd, 2014. So let's take a listen to this.
Rusty, we only have a few minutes left here, and I hope you come back in the future because I've enjoyed this, and I think we've only scratched the surface, but what is your epitaph going to read 100 years from now? What's your legacy?
I don't know. Why don't you write one, Scott? I have no idea. Right now, we're in the process of writing my life story. It's not publishable yet. It's still in the interview stage, and a young person is doing in the 30s that has all that background. And what I do now, I don't know if I talked with you or emailed with you, that I've had a call last year from the Library of Congress, and the man heading the audio, video, comedy, whatever, archives part of it, they have a part that's Rusty Warren. And when they kept asking, do you have the last record of this? We're missing this. I would say, if you really want something, I got a whole storage room in Phoenix that's a bunch of Rusty Warren. And I've, you know, my mother made scrapbooks, and I had clothes and mics and all kinds of stuff when I sold the big house. And I went, it was there in and on for years, 20 years. It was in this storage room. And he did talk to the boss, the head of that division. And I guess they had a meeting, but they said, yes, we would like to have your thing. I was totally honored, Scott. Really? Rusty Warren, Library of Congress, you got to be kidding. All my material, so we're making plans now to take my original songs and the scores. You know, nothing today is digitized. That's what they're doing. They're taking all that stuff and putting it on discs and doing computer work. And luckily, the lady that had been with me a long time in and around the Rusty Warren thing, and is technically doing it and helping with it when she started doing her own work. And she got another lady we found that has the same thing, and they get along quite well as far as going to do the technique, looking to stuff. And, oh, my God, it's a madhouse.
Well, Rusty, we're down to the last 30 seconds. I have to say, this has been a delight, and you absolutely belong in the Library of Congress because you're a pioneer, you set standards, you're still a funny lady, and who knows, maybe one day you don't have to get up there and sing anymore, but get up and tell a few jokes.
Well, that's what I was about to tell you. When this all happens, they will call me to Washington, and we're going to have a little to-do, and I will get up on a mic. I won't do the show. They'll have all kinds of stuff. I will Q&A. I could talk to you. I could talk so I'm not worried about it. But I just won't, I won't wear the oxygen. I just need the time when I'm off, and I don't want that image. So I'm doing fine. And as long as I'm alive in the next couple of years, which I intend to be, is that we'll see. I'd be very proud to go there and to be talk to their audience.
Well, I think you deserve it, Rusty, and I hope maybe I'll be able to be in attendance for that. I think it'll be legendary. Rusty, I hope
that'll be nice, Scott.
Yes, yes.
Thank you for calling. I enjoyed chatting with me and with you. I haven't talked about Rusty for a while.
Well, where did that name come from, by the way, Rusty Ward?
I don't know. I was getting my hair was blondie kind of thing, and one of them, somebody said, you better put a color to that if you want to get recognized. Had a lot of red shades in the blonde, and they brought that up. So they fiddled with the color over the years, and it came out to be reddish blonde. And then now it's gray because I let everything grow out when I was baby. You know, I'm not. I couldn't stand getting bleached every 2 weeks.
Well, Rusty, like I say, it's been a pleasure, and I hope to talk to you again soon. You stay well.
Thank you, Scott.
Legendary. Rusty Warren, what a pleasure this has been.
And that interview again was from July, can you believe that? July 22nd, 2014. Rusty Warren's two appearances on this program. She was something else, and gone yesterday at the age of 90, certainly not a bad age. Does anybody have any remembrances of Rusty Warren in general? She sold a lot of records. I've become sort of a vinyl record aficionado. So everywhere I go, Goodwill, antique shops, flea markets, I always look through the vinyl. And very rarely do I not see a Rusty Warren album. She must have sold records by the truckload. Does anybody remember Rusty Warren? And we appreciate her two appearances on this program in July of 2014 and December of 2017. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, I'm going to tell you one of my pet peeves here this morning. One of my pet peeves is hearing a phone ring on the air. I don't know why that's a pet peeve. That's been a pet peeve for a long time. And for some reason, I'm hearing a phone ring this morning when our main phone rings. When Adam called in, I heard a phone ring. Now, I don't know if that's the phone in the studio. We used to have somebody here around the station who would turn up the ringer on the phone in the studio, which drove me nuts because there's no reason this phone needs to ring in the studio because it lights up when you're in the studio. Now, we do have another extension of this phone in the studio somewhere, and I don't know if that's what's ringing, and it's just too close here to the studio, and that's what I'm hearing, but that has always been one of my pet peeves. But memories of Rusty Warren or anything else at this point. 740-383-9944. Gone yesterday at the age of 90. All right, here's the topic. Well, by the way, also, it's Wednesday morning, and I got sausage and eggs. What a perfect way to start the Wednesday morning as we head into the big Memorial Day weekend. You know, there's something about sausage and eggs in the morning that's just great. I love it. And so that's what I'm having this morning. Sausage, eggs, and a diet soda. And I thank the person for dropping that off this morning. Also, I'm working on my tomato plants now. I haven't had a chance to talk about this, but this past weekend, I was out with Angie. We went to the Groovy Plant Ranch. How many of you have been to the Groovy Plant Ranch? We went to the Groovy Plant Ranch, which is over in Marengo. And I got two tomato plants, very small tomato plants, brought them home on Saturday. Angie went over and got two pots and some soil. So these two tomato plants are potted and they are in the front yard. And if you go to Facebook, you can see them as they are right now. And we're going to see how this goes as the summer goes on. I'll keep you updated because I've never done this. Now, to be honest with you so far, I really haven't done anything. Angie put the tomato plants in the pots. She put the soil in the pots. She watered them last night. She drilled holes in the bottom of the pots so the water could go out easy enough. So I've really done nothing at this point, which tells you what kind of gardener I am. But if you have any tips on tomato plants, give me a call because this process is starting now. 740-383-9944. Now, the topic I wasn't sure I was going to discuss, we can get into now. We've got about 19 minutes left here before the break. Here's the topic. It was big news, I guess, Monday, yesterday, sometime in that time frame, that the Judge Warner saga continues here in Marion. We talked about it a little bit with the mayor yesterday, and people seem to be very angry. Well, what's happening is Judge Warner and his wife, who were sentenced, I believe, to 2 years in prison, and who were taken to prison right after that sentencing back in April, now have been granted bond, which means until their appeal is heard, they will be allowed to be at home under restrictions and not be in prison. So at some point this week, there's some conjecture on if they've already been let out or people are watching this. This is what tells me, this is why I feel this is a big subject, because I've been sent pictures that I guess are from the prisons that they are in, saying that they are still in those prisons at this time. I'm not sure if they've been released or not, to be honest with you. I have not checked that. But it's made people angry. Because I'm getting emails, I'm getting instant messages, I'm getting all kinds of information on this, and people are unhappy that they are out of prison. Back when they were sentenced to prison, people did seem very happy, and I was not sure if that was the right attitude. Again, we don't want to say what they did is right at all, and that's not what's being said here. Radio people should not come on and judge what is right and what is wrong. That's what courts are for. But I'm not sure, for people who don't know them, what joy they get in them going to prison or what anger they get on them being released from prison under restriction until the appeal. If the appeal fails, they'll go right back to prison. So I'm not quite sure about this. Does anybody have any feeling on this? Because I'm hearing a lot of stuff in the last few days since this announcement was made. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Matter of fact, and again, this is not fact, because I don't know if it's fact, but I've been told that people are planning protests at the courthouse and at their home when they get home, because I think at this point a lot of people believe they're not at home, and maybe they aren't at home yet. I don't know, but I will say this, you know, we've had protests at the courthouse before, and that's your right to go protest at the courthouse. No problem there. I don't know if it's right to go to somebody's house in protest. They have children. And I don't know what that would do. They also have neighbors. And as silly as that sounds, it does inconvenience people. I'm not sure what a protest at somebody's house does. A protest at a courthouse, well, you know, a courthouse is a symbol of law. I get that. I can understand that. Let's take the phone call here. I don't think the phone is ringing in here. Go ahead, caller.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes, have you got yesterday's paper?
I did see yesterday's paper, yes.
TV paper?
Yes, the one about the Warners?
Right.
Yeah.
That's to tell you, give you all the information, basically what everybody else is getting as well.
What information that they've been released?
Said they would be released as soon as they posted the bond.
Right,
they didn't say the bond had been posted yet.
Right.
They said that they would be released on a $100,000 bond.
Right, which I don't know has happened yet, because this morning one of our listeners sent me information from the prisons that doesn't say that they've been released yet, so I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's what my way yesterday paper said.
Yeah.
But they were supposed to be released until the bond was posted.
So
that's all I can say on that.
So maybe it'll happen. Well, thanks, Bob. Okay, so there we go. Yeah, yesterday's paper did say if the bond was posted, they would be released. And there's a lot of restrictions on them while they are released until the appeal is heard. But people are angry. And I just don't... And again, I don't know if protests are going to happen at their house. But that's what I've heard. That at their house and at the courthouse. And again, at the courthouse, we've had protests at the courthouse before. That's understandable. But I don't know if it's ever good to protest at somebody's house. You know, there is kind of an unspoken rule when people have kids. I don't know if that's the best thing. And this is the court system. You know, like it or not, Judge Warner is not making these decisions. The court system is making these decisions. So you have to, I guess your complaint is with the court system if you don't like what's going on. I don't know that it's with Judge Warner. Judge Warner and his wife are entitled to hire attorneys and try to get the best deal they can. The court system is the one who is making these rulings. So this is where we are. Does anybody have anything to say 47 and a half minutes past the hour here? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. We'll discuss this for about 10 more minutes. But it does, again, shock me that there is such an anger. That really is the shocking part to me. I was shocked about the happiness that there was when he and his wife went to prison back in April. This week, when they're being released on bond, it kind of shocks me that there is this anger. I can see, because you've got Colton Gray, the young boy who was in the accident. Thank goodness he survived. I understand that part of it. But this is just the law system. This is our system of law in this country, and we have to abide by it. That's how the rules go. And I don't know how this appeal will go. Who knows? I don't know at this point. So, two different topics here, but any information on how to grow good tomatoes, or do you have any information on the whole Judge Warner situation, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. And as I have said, I guess I continue to be shocked, maybe I shouldn't, that there is such a feeling about this whole Judge Warner case. Maybe it's because we've never really had anything like this in Marion before, where a sitting official, certainly a judge, has been tried for a criminal crime like this and incarcerated. Maybe that's what's bringing up all the feeling and the strong emotion that we are seeing. I really don't know, to be honest with you. I have no idea what is driving that. But something is. So I guess we just have to go along for the ride. But the phone lines are open. This is your chance to speak about it. Getting close to 50 minutes past the hour here this morning. 740-383-9944. But the fact that the emotion is there on people's behalf, the things that people have written on social media, the things that people have written on the Marion Star webpage really are unbelievable to me in a way. I don't understand. You know, I can understand thinking they're wrong for what they did. That's totally understandable. People can have an opinion in that way all day long. Obviously, the court had an opinion in that way all day long. But what I don't understand is why it is so angry. That's what I don't get. I don't understand the anger. And you know, we talked about it earlier this morning, that people seem to be wound a little too tight. That people are not laughing enough in society. You know, no matter what's going on, let's laugh. Let's have a good time. Let's try not to concentrate on the bad stuff. Why can't we concentrate on the good stuff? I certainly think in the end that's going to have a better outcome than concentrating on the bad stuff all the time. But maybe that's just me. You know, there's a billboard over on Mount Vernon Avenue. Now, maybe it's been up there a while. We'll get to that in a second. I'm going to go to the phone call here, and then we'll come back. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I think a lot of people's angry because people in this county, you know, that's been in front of him, has got the book thrown at him.
He was a very tough judge, yes.
Right. And now I don't know anybody personally, and I haven't been before him, but, you know, if you know people that really got harsh sentences for, you know, things that they did, you know, you got to understand people being a little upset.
Well, I can't.
How many people get a chance to be bonded out like that while they have an appeal going?
Well, I certainly understand if you have somebody who you know who received a harsh sentence from him, why that would make you angry. But you were probably angry at him before he ever got in trouble. So I don't quite understand why that's carried over. To me, that sounds like a little just revenge, which I don't think is a good thing.
I'm really not angry at him. I just think that, you know, he doesn't show no remorse. And, you know, I think appealing it is crazy. It's, you know they're guilty.
Well, you know, there is some question of this, and it's all in legal terms, far over my head. But, you know, most people appeal. I'm very few people
get out while they get. Have an appeal going, very few people. And this is just another thing that the upper society, upper class people get treated a little bit different.
Well, honestly, if that's happening, and I don't know, because again, I don't know the intricacies of this, if it's happening, it probably just comes down to the type of attorney that you can hire.
Well, that's the other problem. You know, when he makes $300,000 a year, the type of attorney he can hire is a lot different than the type of attorney most people go before him. Somebody's making $30,000, $40,000 a year, what are they going to hire?
Well, that's true, but also...
And we don't even know if they've took his money completely away from him yet.
I do think the pay has been suspended. I wouldn't go on record to say that, but I do believe I read somewhere that the pay was suspended at this point. But I do think that, but that's the case in anything, not just somebody in politics. I mean, if you're a former president and you have made money by selling books and being in that position, you're just going to have more money to hire a better attorney. It just, you know, I don't know how you fix that problem on anybody's behalf. And not to mention, I mean, Judge Warner, to become a judge, you've got to be a lawyer. Most people who are on trial are not former attorneys themselves, so I'm sure he's giving his input on this from time to time. So there's also that.
Yeah. But, you know, people just want... You know, things to fall in line with what, you know, if you do a crime, it doesn't matter who you are, you know, you pay for the crime.
Well, I mean, their life certainly is not a great one at this point. I mean, they've been convicted. They're waiting for an appeal, which, not saying that anything's going to be overturned. They've had to post a bond, hundreds of thousands of dollars. There's a lot of restrictions on them. I don't even think they can drive at this point while they're at home. I don't think they can work. So it's, and they're, both of their careers, I think, are in shambles at this point. And they get covered in the newspaper every day, which that wouldn't happen to just a normal citizen. Normal citizen gets out on bond. That doesn't make the front page of the paper.
No, no. But, you know, when you are in a position of, you know, power, authority, or, you know, a celebrity, that comes with the territory.
Right, but I also think, on the flip side, it also, you know, with the good comes the bad, and the good is probably making more money, having access to better attorneys because of that. That's the good. But the bad is, you make the front page of the paper every time you do something.
Yeah.
But I just don't, I guess what I don't get is the anger from people who don't know them. To me, I trust in the legal system, and the legal system is making the decisions, not the judge, not his attorney. The legal system is doing this, and, you know, what will happen will happen. Why people are so angry, out for somebody's head.
But a lot of times people in the legal system know each other. It's just like cops, you know. You know, a lot of times a cop doesn't get punished for something he does because, you know, the blue stands up for the blue, you know what I'm saying? And that's been a problem, you know, over the years. And, you know, it's frustrates people.
Well, it very well could. All I know is clearly I think he is going to be out on bond if he's not already, and we'll deal with it until the appeal happens. Once the appeal happens, he may be headed back to where he was before.
But you've had a lot of people on there, you know, talk about how he doesn't show, you know, no remorse, and, you know, the city leaders and stuff, and, you know, you just have a hard time feeling sorry for somebody that, you know, can't say they're wrong, you know.
Well, I don't...
I'd rather let somebody out on, while there's appeal that, you know, admits that they done something wrong, and instead of, you know, declaring they didn't do nothing wrong.
Well, I'm not saying that anybody should feel sorry for them. I'm just confused on why they have such anger about this and why they were so happy to see him go to prison.
Well, I wasn't angry, and I wasn't, you know, ungodly happy that he went to prison, but I just think it was right for, you know, that Colton Craze family, you know, the right thing was done.
Well, I did. We'll see as it ticks on. It's a continuing saga now.
Yeah, we'll see.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have an opinion, weigh in. If the phone lines are ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So buzz on in, 740-383-9944. It's an interesting case, and again, nobody's saying that anybody should feel sorry for them. That's not the idea here. The idea is why is there anger and happiness? Anger when they're going to be let out on bail, happiness when they were convicted and sent to prison. That's what I don't understand. You can certainly dislike what they did. You can certainly feel they're guilty. That's everybody's right. But the emotion that comes out of it by people who aren't involved in it at all, that to me is strange. Do we root for people's downfall? I don't know. There is an old saying that we spend all our time building people up in the media, building them up just to watch them fall. I don't know. Maybe there's some truth to that. We're going to break. Be back in a few minutes.
M, your place for the latest news in politics. From Scott Spears at the 2016 Republican National Convention.
Good morning, we're on the air.
Hey, Charlie, it's Scott.
Scott! Oh, wow! Okay, we've been